Begin the current and final daf, Mesat Zev and daf Kofei, begin the Menalf. Begin the Tez, the Nasa, but Tez begins the words of the Gemara, Amr V'yechanan, V'yechanan says, V'shnei Mekra'echa Darshu, and both of them expounding actually from the same pasuk. Shez comes to explain, what did V'yechanan come to say? And that is because the Gemara had Shmuel's teaching that if someone brings the Sheretz into the Mikdash, he's going to be Patu. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, trying to show that if it's a Machlekes Tanoim of the Reisha, says not necessarily so, tries to show there's a Machlekes in the Seif of the Mishnah, and that's where our Gemara continues. And Rabbi Yechon says, B'shnei Mekra Echad Darshu. Now, Perish B'Kun Drash explains, Shabbola Tarts, that the Gemara is coming to enter and to say, not necessarily like what you just said, that the Machlekes in the Seif of the Mishnah is a Machlekes in Shmuel. No, the Kuleyama that actually everyone holds, Machna Sheretz Chayif. If you bring your Sheretz in the way they make this, you're going to be Chayif. So we have this machlekes regarding shehuye or afushe. That's zayis akasif leinin haitzas toma pligi. It's a machlekes regarding do you have to take out the toma or not? That's zayis akasif as we learn from a pasuk in Nach, but nothing to do with regarding bringing a sheretzin. Could be for Shmuel's halacha they all agree that you can be chayv. Which Tzai says, but tam, it's a wonder the way Rashi is learning up the Gemara that it's another rejection of us that it's necessarily machlekes. In the opinion of Shmuel, because the lachari and chilik, but seemingly it shouldn't be a difference. The machne sheretz chayiv, because if you hold bringing a sheretz into the base of Mikdash, is going to be chayiv. So who had in the muzla hitzir, maybe shach le machet. So that's the same thing that you commanded to take it out from the machne. To chalecha the karina leitamas mishkan. Whatever you say and you recite, don't desecrate my temple. Karina bishachu. That's where you apply taking it out. Then came my temple demadam and mazrola. Then what would be the understanding of the reason of the one who says that from the court you don't have to take it out? What do you mean? You tell me everyone agrees, not like Shmuel, that you can't bring it in, so why wouldn't you have to take it out? So rather than era, it seems, that what is Rabbi Yechon Amin of B'Shnei Mekra Echad Darshu? It says Tais, it's not like Rashi. The Milsa Bapin Avshi, it's an independent teaching. But like Koy L'Tchui Yehod Bekam L'El Katana, it's not coming to reject, as we said in the Reish of the Mishnah, coming to reject Heros and the Seva of the Mishnah, that, oh, that this Machlik is Benan, that Benan, Reb Shem Benan Zer Mekiba, is not in Shmuel's teaching. It's not true. U'palig Bein B'machnes Bein B'maitzi. And the machlekes that they're having is whether bringing in or taking out, or it should be read umaflik b'machnas l'maitzi, and that they're coming to separate, miracles coming to differentiate between bringing in and taking out, which is meaning that oh everyone holds not like Shmuel, they now bring in, but regarding taking out that is where the machlekes is, and that's it says no they're chilek, that there's no difference between bringing in and taking out, kedrash we explain. So, rather, what Rabbi Yechon is coming to do is just coming to allude to their opinions on the Pesukim. Each one, according to their opinion, if you're Chayav HaPater, which is in Shmuel's Halacha, that we see sources in the Pesuk, but it's not necessarily coming to reject. So, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yechon is coming to explain and say, no, everyone's not like Shmuel. If you bring a Shmuel in the Bezimik, you're Chayav, the Machalik is only regarding Xez HaKasa, but do you have to take it out? But not in this holds that you don't take it out, Kiva holds you do. Taisa says, no. According to Rabbi Yechon, that Benan is a Mekiva, the machlek is both regarding bringing in and taking out. Because according to Benan, you're not chayiv and bring it in like Shmuel, and you don't take it on Shabbos. According to Rekibah, you are chayiv, and therefore you take it on Shabbos. And so that's Rabbi Yechon coming to tell us, just to show the source of their halachas from the same pasuk in Nach. Continue next taisus, Masal, begin with the next and final taisus in Masechtas Erevin. Amr Shimon, he says, Yikanes, you could enter. Taisus explains what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Where in our Mishnah, he said an enigmatic statement of, wherever the chum permitted to you is worse from your own, because they only permitted you as a shvah. So the Gemara ultimately explains that the first part of a sentence is going on the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis, that if someone started Shabbos out of the chum even one amah, Tanakhama says you can't come in, you're out of the chum. If it says no, as long as you're within 15 amahs of the chum, you go in because ultimately there's a margin of error of 15 amahs. So you can come in, and the Gemara says that's what he's saying over here, Mishalcha Nasnach. Additionally, the Gemara says, what's the second half of a sentence that they only permitted you because of Shavuos? That's coming to say regarding, on the previous Mishnah, regarding if the string of the harp tears, that Shimon says, you only make a bow, you don't make a knot. Because we don't permit something that could come to Achiv Chattas in the Beis HaMikdash. A knot could bring to that, and therefore that's not permitted. So that's a taste of Halachim, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakhama. So this is what Rabbi Shimon is saying, telling to the Tanakhama. I'm leaning regarding someone who spent Shabbos when it became dark. Out of the tchum, which as long as within 15 hours you can come in, Machman the Benim Zekin is coming to resolve the contradiction, seemingly contradiction in his opinions. I'm stringent regarding the string of the harp, where although you hold you can make a knot, I hold you can only make a bow. So how do I understand this inconsistency? No, that's not kulahu. Thereby the tchum of 15 hours is not a leniency. It's from yours that we're giving it to you. which is because it was actually part of your tchum. And begam kanli nosn lucha, and also over here, meaning it's the same theme. Here also regarding the string of the harp, they didn't give you elam shalcha only, which is yours, meaning the hanra niva, which is making a bow, meaning because the havadav mutter, because that's something that's permitted. And it's only prohibited because of gzer d'rabanan, so that's mashalcha nosn, that's within your rights, because there's no gzer on shvos in the Beis HaMikdash. So there, it's all encapsulated in that same sentence of mashalcha nosn. Now, v'hadinot, so this just clarifies, v'hadinot tadhocha, so why did you wait over until here to the last Mishnah, and he didn't disagree over there in that Mishnah regarding the when the string of the harp tears in the Beis HaMikdash? That's Mishnah Devoy Lasuk Emili, Debemikdash Abalebim Medina, because first the Tana, he wanted to let the Tana finish all his differentiations between what we're leading the Beis HaMikdash, but stringent in out of the Beis HaMikdash. And then after he finishes his whole list, then Shimon comes to disagree regarding one of those, which is earlier on, regarding when the string tears in the Beis HaMikdash, that I disagree with you. It's only Mishlecha Neslecha, only what's within your rights, which is a Shavus, that they weren't Geizer, but something that could come to Chiv Dereisa, like a Kesher, that they didn't permit. Hanulach HaMeitze Tzvon, we shall return to you to the 10th parak of Masechtas Eivin, the final parak of HaMeitze Tzvon, regarding some of the fines Tzvon, regarding caring in the Malach HaMeitzah on Shabbos. Mishlikala Masechtas Eivin, we have concluded Masechtas Eivin with Siyat HaShemaya with Tosfos.